Tensions between Iran and the West have soared overnight after Iran's Revolutionary Guards seized a British tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. It's understood Iran also seized a second Liberian-flagged vessel. It comes just one day after an American warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the same waters. Britain says it's urgently seeking information about its tanker, and the US is calling on Iran to come back to the negotiating table, something Iran says it's already done. David Sparks reports.
Iranian state television says the Revolutionary Guards seized the Steno Imperio tanker for not following international maritime regulations. A second tanker, the British-owned Liberian-flagged Mezdar, is also thought to have been seized, although unlike the British-flagged tanker, Iran has not confirmed that. Lord Alan West is a retired admiral in the Royal Navy. He says no one is surprised by the latest development.
Quite clearly, the Iranians are intent on trying to capture a British-flagged ship. They've made that very clear in statements they've made.
The Steno Imperio's owners say they've been unable to contact their vessel, which was carrying 23 personnel. Lord West says he's horrified that UK vessels are travelling in the area unescorted.
And to let one go on its own without an escort, I would have thought was extremely foolhardy. We do, of course, have a problem in that we have far too few escorts in the Royal Navy. The fact we only have one frigate in the Gulf, such an important region, and there's one destroyer on her way out there to relieve her, I think is a terrible indictment of what was a great maritime nation.
Tensions between the UK and Iran flared early this month when British Marines near Gibraltar seized an Iranian tanker, which was suspected of breaking EU sanctions by carrying oil bound for Syria. Iran said it would seize a British tanker in response. And on the 10th of July, according to Britain, Iranian boats harassed a British oil tanker in the region before being warned off by a Royal Navy ship. US President Donald Trump says he's worried about last night's seizures.
So we're going to be speaking with the UK, and this only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble, nothing but trouble.
Meanwhile, the US still says one of its warships destroyed an Iranian drone in the region on Thursday, something Iran denies. Holly Dargress is an expert on Middle East relations with the Atlantic Council.
But it seems that this may be, or very likely, arguably, in retaliation of when the British seized an Iranian oil tanker in Gibraltar on July 4th. The Iranians had come out and said that that was an act of piracy and that they would retaliate in kind. So this seems to be that retaliation that they threatened. These cases are going to probably continue as long as Iran feels that it's getting that economic pressure from sanctions and until the U.S. returns to the Iran nuclear agreement and removes these sanctions. But for the Europeans right now, the remaining signatories of the Iran nuclear agreement, this is very frustrating because they've been trying hard to prevent this nuclear agreement from unraveling, but arguably when you look at these things Iran's doing, it's not very helpful to their cause.
That was Holly Dargress ending David Sparks' report.